الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الله تبارك وتعالى system that Allah تبارك وتعالى problems that do come about, but Allah has given the solution, and Allah has forewarned us in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also in the Quran Sharif also, that difficulties and hardships will come. But Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has fixed the solution for them also. Inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. That with every difficulty, one difficulty, there are many ways of coming out from that difficulty and that problem. And many other ayat also. And also, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. That whatever difficulties come to us, it is our own doing. In other words, make tawbah and istighfar. That is a great, great remedy also. When people make tawbah, istighfar, even we understand if somebody has done something wrong, and then he asks for forgiveness, and if he is sincerely asking for forgiveness, it comes in our heart to forgive the person. Allah Ta'ala is the most forgiving and the most kind. We just have to turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the various amal that are shown to us, by which Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, we can draw the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One of them is i'tikaf, when people, Allah see people in the staying in the masjid. And also, together with that, this, when we come for namaz and jamaat namaz, and we have a good masjid is abad with namaz also, so we should try ourselves to be regular with our namaz, encourage all other people. And what a beautiful scene to Allah Ta'ala, who sees everything, that the men folk have gone to the masjid to make namaz, and the women folk are engaged in it at home in namaz. All are engaged in namaz, so Allah Ta'ala's rahmat comes down very greatly. And we should also at the same time make effort, especially on our youth. On one occasion, in our masjid, very many years ago, the Arab Jamaat was here. As we were going out, one of the brothers of the Jamaat asked me, where are the youngsters? The youngsters between 15 and 25 and that. He says, we don't see them. Now also, if we look around, we will see very few of that age group between 15 and 25. And namaz is faraz upon all. The namaz is faraz upon them already. So it is for us to make that effort. And when we make the effort, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat comes down also accordingly. So all this, and now fortunately, alhamdulillah, the brothers made effort. Brothers got ready to go out in padel jamaat. And this has been always the case. Wherever there were difficulties and hardships, then the elders in jamaat made the full effort to take out padel jamaats. That draws Allah's help very, very greatly. Today, mashallah, alhamdulillah, there are quite a few brothers who are ready, who will be going out now. And just to see them, to take their du'as, to appreciate and to feel happy that they are going out in the path of Allah, we are also part of it. And at the same time, the jamaat is going out where hidayat has been given or will be given, how to spend our time. One particular thing is, amongst the many things that we have to do, is our daily ta'aleem. To sit at least, our elders say, 2 hours solid for ta'aleem. Or taqaza debaki betna. Whatever we have got some desires, we must suppress them. Like for example, a person is feeling thirsty, but he shouldn't just jump up and go and drink water. And but just listen with full attention to the ta'aleem. But today, unfortunately, the cell phone rings, a person jumps up and answers the cell phone. Then the effect of the ta'aleem, what it's supposed to be, we don't achieve that. So we should try to sit in the ta'aleem and in all programs with complete devotion, and we should, our heart and mind should be in there, no matter how many times we have heard the hadith. But as our iman grows stronger, we will see that hadith has got more greater value, and the different, the deeper understanding will come to us. So we have to be at it all the time. That is why lifelong we have to read the Quran Sharif. As we read, we will get more and more benefit from the Quran Sharif. It's not just a matter of reading the kitab one time, the Quran Sharif, and now I've done it, I've read it. No, whole life we have to keep on. The other is taqaza dawaqib athna, and the other is to complete our azkar, our dhikr. The morning, evening, third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar. This has got great, great value. To make sure that we finish it at least once a time, 100 times each, third kalima, durood sharif and istighfar. And if we do it twice a day, morning and evening, even much, much more better. And then the jamaat that is gone out, just like mashallah, so many people are going for umrah, for ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Medina Sharif, they are like the ambassadors of their place. This jamaat will be representing the whole masjid, the whole of Azadwal. They will be representing. So to engage in du'as, they are going out to seek from Allah Ta'ala our own hidayat first, hidayat of mankind, our own protection, protection of mankind. All this that we are, that is what we want. So they should be engaged in those du'as. Well, it shouldn't be that commonly we are just engaged in all other things. Busy with this main distraction is the cell phone, the smartphone, and we are supposed to be, especially if we are in i'tikaf, we say seclusion. And seclusion from everyone. But with the cell phone, we are engaged with everyone. We don't get cut off from anyone. We should be only engaged with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And mashallah, that we will just to partake of the going out of this jamaat. This little bit muzakara, dua that will be made. And we also all can get a full share. So may Allah give us all tawfiq. And we all in our homes try and bring more deen and shun all kufr and shirk and the ways of the kuffar and the mushrikeen. We must try and get that out of our lives. We must be interested in deen, not what is happening around the world, the World Cup and all the other things. That should not be our interest at all. We should be focusing on our deen. And at this time when we need Allah's help so greatly, we must turn more to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, accept us all, accept this jamaat, and may Allah grant security and peace to the Islam, to our deen, may it be protected. The Muslims, may all the Muslims be protected from wherever they are, whoever they are, all of us, may Allah protect us, give us barakat, and make us conscious of our deen. And let us practice upon our deen as is required. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Allahumma laka alhamd kama anta ahluh, fasalli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad kama anta ahluh, wafa'al bina kama anta ahluh, fa innaka anta ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira. Rabbana zalamna anfusana وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. Oh Allah, accept our little gathering here. Oh Allah, forgive us all our shortcomings, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept the brothers who prepared this jamaat to go out in your path, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept the brothers who are going out in your path, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept their families who are sacrificing, oh Allah.
except all who are doing whatever form of sacrifice for your deen. O Allah, except all the people who are going for Umrah and Ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. O Allah, fill our hearts with the concern for deen and the concern for Muslims, O Allah. O Allah, let us turn our focus and attention to the everlasting life of the Akhirah, O Allah. O Allah, is our righteous and pious sister who left us yesterday and left us in the state of Roza and on the day of Jumu'ah. And O Allah, all the great blessings you have blessed her. Bless us all with all the righteous things and all the Muslims in the world, O Allah. O Allah, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. O Allah, say, give us all the goodness of this dunya, all the goodness of the akhirah. O Allah, save us from all gunas, all sins which lead to the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, protect us all. Give us all husni khatimai, O Allah. O Allah, give us imani kamil, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with the qualities of ihsan and yaqeen, O Allah. O Allah, let us turn our attention from this dunya to you. You are the sole doer of everything, O Allah. You are the sole creator. You are the sole controller. And you are the one who loves his creation, O Allah. O Allah, you are Ghafoorul Wadood. O Allah, because of your great love for your creation, you forgive. O Allah, let us put in our hearts to ask sincere forgiveness, O Allah. All our wrongs that we have done, all that we have wronged other people, O Allah, all the wrong that we have done as far as our deen is concerned, forgive each one of us, O Allah. O Allah, make us all conscious of our deen, conscious of our lives and our responsibilities, O Allah. O Allah, let us prepare for the everlasting life of the Akhirah. O Allah, let us put our full trust and devotion and concentration solely on you. You are the creator of conditions. You are the controller of conditions. O Allah, you have taught us through the blessed teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the ways to come out of these difficulties. O Allah, accept this Jamaat, O Allah, who fasted for Muharram, O Allah. O Allah, make it a means of salvation by you, O Allah. Shower your mercy, shower your kindness, shower your protection over all of us, O Allah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. O Allah, all that we have asked, grant it to us. All what we haven't asked, O Allah, you know all what is good for us. Grant us all the good, O Allah. And all the evil and bad that we have to ask protection from, you, Allah, grant us protection from there. With salamati, afiyat, and khushgawari, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us everything of the best of deen, dunya, and akhirah. Be merciful to us, O Allah, by the barakat of the huffaz, by the barakat of the ulama, by the barakat of the pious and righteous people. Accept our duas, O Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. سبحان الله وبحمده. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليه. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.